Have you used AI today? Maybe to summarize lecture notes, brainstorm an essay idea, or to answer a question you couldn't be bothered to Google. For many students, artificial intelligence is already part of everyday life. But as the technology becomes more powerful, questions remain about where it could lead us next. I visited the London School of Economics Festival 2026, where I met around 200 other students, academics, and industry professionals to discuss these questions and concerns.
I came today because AI is becoming an increasingly important talking point. Essentially, it's unavoidable in any degree program you do. So the question of whether AI will be prosperous for humanity or whether it really wouldn't be that essential to your well-being is pretty much on everyone's mind. And I wanted to hear some of the leading figures in their disciplines talk about this.
I'm a journalist, I'm an editor. So the way often I will use AI is to check facts. And so if someone's written something, I will get AI to check the facts. And for sure, AI can make mistakes, but you know, let's hope it doesn't make the same mistakes as the person who wrote the story in the first place. And often in terms of pulling together data from lots of different sources, it does it far more quickly than a person could do.
I'm also writing my thesis on like AI governance and like data rights and data regulation. So I think we should have a like evidence-based approach, and we should acknowledge both opportunities and risks.
Okay, good afternoon everyone, and welcome to the LSE for today's event, which forms part of our LSE.
While the rest of London is experiencing a heat wave outside, a massive audience is sitting here in the entrance hall, listening quietly as four experts engage in a heated debate on one of the most important issues of our time.
So the debate today is whether AI will secure humanity's future, and I take that to be two things. The first is that we survive the threats that we've created for ourselves, and the second is that we flourish. And I'll argue that AI is our best tool for both of those.
I do not believe that AI will secure humanity's future. I'm a sociologist of technology, and I have spent many decades researching and looking at the impact of technology on society. I see that there are now many more tools for efficient work, but that people are actually working more intensively and longer hours, and that inequality between the rich and poor is widening.
I'm sure everybody in here uses this technology, and we're all uncomfortable with the fact, not just by the way AI as in ChatGPT, but facial recognition technology, which is used on the streets of London. Computer vision, robotic surgery, like AI is here to stay. What comforts me and why I think that humans are ultimately going to use AI to save humanity is that we don't have a choice to stay passive about this.
The more powerful that AI becomes, the less it will save humanity. The only thing that could save humanity is wisdom. But for all its power, AI will not make us wiser.
I will then invite you to put aside.
After nearly 1 hour of discussion, the audience was asked to choose a side.
Hands up those who are in support of the proposition that no, AI will not secure humanity's future. Right. I would say that there is more people voting no than there was in the first poll. I therefore declare the winners are Judy and Peyton. So congratulations.
While this event may not have changed everyone's mind, it showed that the debate around AI is far from over, with young people keen to be part of the conversation.